This is a test of the emergency broadcast system. The broadcasters of your area, in voluntary cooperation with federal, state, and local authorities, have developed this system to keep you informed in the event of an emergency. If this had been an actual emergency, the attention signal you just heard would have been followed by official information, cues, or instructions. This station serves the five boroughs of New York City. This concludes this test of the emergency broadcast system.
Despite his Alzheimer's, Tony Bennett prepares to perform.
Yeah, he's doing one last show.
When Tony Bennett's family announced he had Alzheimer's disease in February, few of the 94-year-old singer's fans imagined they'd 94? Ever see him on stage again. But this summer, with his family's help, the legendary...
Yeah.
Does it take lot of prep to walk out on stage and shit yourself? I mean, what kind of prep is involved
in that? I'm shitting.
I left my shit in my pants.
I left my shit in San Francisco. My diapers are solid.
Radio City Music Hall with his friend, Lady Gaga. No one knew for sure if Tony would be able to pull it off, but his family believed that Tony's story could give hope to others struggling with Alzheimer's and invited us to follow him preparing for what would likely be his final act.
Why are you in my house?
That fucking joke that Sinatra would always do will finally now make sense when he walks out on stage and goes, "How'd everybody get in my room?"
I left my
shit.
I left my stool.
Oh, wait, it's right underneath me.
In Sears Roebuck.
In San Francisco.
I never did care for
Tony
him.
Tony Bennett has been singing hits and swinging jazz.
High on a hill.
For 7 decades. But for Tony now, those years are a dim memory.
Hey. Oh, shit.
A fog of dementia from Alzheimer's.
In a fog! He's been... In a fog!
You know, the days just kind of all kind of blend together, Richard. Like a
like
fog!
A fog! Oh.
Much of his time in his New York apartment looking through books and old photos.
What are these of?
We met Tony and his wife Sue.
He doesn't know, dummy.
What are these of? Rule number one, you don't ask somebody with dementia what that is. You let them tell you what it is.
A few weeks before his 95th birthday.
Is that Bob Hope?
There's
no fucking way.
Wait a minute, what did he fucking 75th say?
He spends much of his time in his New York apartment looking through books and old
shit pants McGillicuddy.
What are these of?
We met Tony and his wife Susan in June.
His wife? She's fucking 50.
Birthday.
Is that Bob Hope?
Bob and Dolores.
They sent that for your 75th birthday, and in a month and a half, you're going to be 95. How about that?
It's amazing.
Do you feel 95? You don't look it.
This is enraging because this is what people do to my mother. When they see her and they sit with her, they ask her fucking questions like she's from 30 years ago. He's not Tony Bennett from fucking 30 years ago. He doesn't know.
Well, he knew it was Bob and Dolores Hope. Like, he's not...
It said Bob and Dolores, and he can read.
Well, can he?
Still, for a while.
So, how old's this wife?
Who fucking knows?
Because if he's 95, she's 50. And she's going to get everything when that fossil finally falls over.
How do they feel, Tom?
95.
Tony has his good moments, but Susan has to do most of the talking. She says he first grew concerned about his memory 5 years ago.
We came home one night and he said, Susan, he said, I'm having a hard time remembering the names of the musicians.
The musicians he was playing
with. So I just called him Negro.
He works with all the time. And so it was unusual.
Their name
is Boy.
Do you
want to go see a doctor about it? And he said, I do.
Did you know right away that it was Alzheimer's?
Yeah.
Dr. Gayatri Devi is Tony's neurologist. She diagnosed him in 2017. Do you know what is happening in Tony's brain?
Yes.
No one
he has
really
Alzheimer's, you fucking...
The hippocampus, which is the grand central station of memories, and the conduit through which we retrieve memories as well as lay down memories, is not working very well.
No
Look
shit.
At this, Tom.
Wow, what's that?
That's a painting that you did.
Susan and Tony have been together for more than 30 years.
Whoa.
She's now his full-time caregiver.
Yeah, no
How
shit.
How much does Tony understand about what's going on around him?
30
at
years?
Susan Bennett?
Yeah, I gotta know how old Susan Bennett is.
What are you saying?
If he's 95, she's 55, dude. There's no fucking way. Maybe 60. That's not...
70? Two.
That woman is not 72 years old.
Is that the same one?
No, that's not it. There you go. Yeah.
55.
That makes sense.
That makes sense. Yeah, makes 72. Sense. Fuck.
But he was 65 and tapping 25-year-old ass. God fucking bless him. You just know she still tastes like fruit.
Every day is different. Tony, late at night, sometimes early in the morning, he's more alert, if I can use that word.
That's a dude. Listen to that fucking voice, man. She used to have a fucking Adam's apple.
I need you to shave down my Adam's apple, Daddy.
So I'll tell him, Tony, you're going to be on 60 Minutes. He's like, great.
What, 60 Minutes?
I said, do you remember that show, 60 Minutes? He's like, I do. But in any other given...
No, he doesn't, because that's one of the first things that people with Alzheimer's start doing to make the people that are trying to get him to remember happy as go, yeah, I remember it.
Mm-hmm.
And they fucking don't. You can see in their fucking eyes, man.
Right. Given moment, he won't know.
I mean, he recognizes you.
He recognizes me, thank goodness. His children. You know, we are blessed in a lot of ways. He's very sweet. He doesn't know he has it.
He doesn't know he has Alzheimer's.
What he does know is that he's at home, not performing on stage. He'd continued to sing after his diagnosis, but the pandemic took him off the road.
No
shit.
Susan
says it's been hard on him.
It was Gayatri Devi, our doctor, who said, if he wants to sing, let him sing. Because
no.
That's the best thing for him.
Sure, let him fucking know.
You know all
let
the meds
sing.
And all the treatments they do to stimulate your brain, for him, there's nothing more stimulating than performing.
Tony's oldest son and manager, Danny Bennett, came up with the idea of the Radio City concerts in August.
What does he look like, a broke Jesse Ventura?
The air is fluid.
Mind control. I was a governor, a fighter, a Navy SEAL. I was on the inside. Ooh. Fucking riffraff looking motherfucker.
The pandemic was a big... It was a big thing for me.
Yeah, we know, stupid. It was big for all of us. Fucking way to personalize.
Pandemic? You know, what pandemic?
Yeah, you know what? I fucking hate him. Way to personalize everything. Yeah. Something that shook the entire fucking universe, you dummy.
Yeah, the pandemic, it was a big thing for me.
Yeah, was it?
Unlike
good?
Most people, the pandemic was a big thing for me.
You know, unlike most people, it affected me personally. Oh, fuck yourself, you self-absorbed idiot.
Couldn't end that way.
Couldn't end that.
Him, there's nothing more.
Concerts in August with Lady Gaga. It'll be broadcast on CBS later this fall.
The pandemic was a big thing for me.
Yeah.
Like ending his career on that.
It couldn't end that way.
Couldn't end that way. After all that he did.
Tony and Lady Gaga released their first album together in 2014. In 2018, he was able to record another album with her, which was just released this past week. By June, however, his disease had progressed.
Where are you at on Gaga? Where do you land on that situation?
What are we talking about?
Just anything with her.
I think she's got a good voice. In fact, I might check that out because I can listen to her sing. I don't like her pop shit, but I can listen to her sing. I watched a little bit of the Horror Story show she was in the season. She's in a couple different seasons, isn't she?
I think she won a Golden Globe for it. I know that.
I don't know. That's.
I
could take her, leave her. I mean, I think she's a talented performer. She can sing. I thought Star Wars Born was a good movie.
That third act is a mess. I tell you who's a more talented performer than Gaga, though, is that fucking wife of Tony Bennett. Pretending that she wants to go to bed with that fucking skeleton every night. That fucking Skeletor-looking motherfucker.
And Susan told us she wasn't sure exactly what would happen at the planned Radio City concert.
How you doing, handsome?
Okay.
I made a boom boom.
I you know, I'm just, this is angry, them parading him around like this. Makes me fucking angry.
Well, he shouldn't be singing.
No, let him sing. Set up a microphone at the house. And let him fucking sing and let him perform for the people that are in the room that ain't there. Let him fucking sing.
That's what they're going to do with us.
You know, just let him fucking sing, but you don't have to parade him around and make fucking money off of it.
I'm going to have my son and your oldest son just put microphones in front of us. And we'll just chatter all day.
The great thing about it is that my son will be looking for somewhere to plug the mic in, and your son will have to smack him and go, "We're not plugging him in, stupid."
What's the matter with you?
What's the matter with you?
Yeah, for somewhere to plug it. Where's the Tascam?
No, he will be. Where does it go? Fuck, have to fucking just... No.
Hey, stupid.
Yeah, no, just...
just let him chatter, dummy.
But when it was time to rehearse, something incredible happened. Tony's accompanist, Lee Musiker, began playing, and suddenly, the legendary showman was back.
That's because he thinks he's Tony Bennett, or he's starting to think he's not 94-year-old Tony Bennett. I don't know how advanced it looks like he's probably in the early to mid stages of it. So he thinks he's 50-year-old Tony Bennett. He hears that music and it cues those fucking memories.
He's in the shit pants Frankenstein shuffling phase of fucking Alzheimer's is where he is.
Let someone stop believing in you. Let him hold out his hand. Let him find you and watch what happens. Smile though your heart is aching. Smile. even though it's breaking.
Entertain this doddering old asshole. No cue cards.
When there are clouds in the sky.
Clouds!
He sang these songs 50 million times.
All his old songs were somehow still there.
They're not his.
What they're going to do. What they're going to do with us. What they're going to do with us.
What?
They'll just queue up 8 hours of rape and we'll just finish it.
Two things, coffee and mouthwash.
Oh, shit.
Smile.
That was incredible. So you just start playing something and it's all there?
When I start playing, Tony is completely engaged. And this is a whole new performance. Yeah. And new phrases.
How'd you be that 55-year-old wife? Nothing. She's still got 30 years ahead of her. She's like, when is this bird going to die?
That's what this concert's for. She's hoping he drops dead. From the fucking pressure.
When is this burden going to die so I can get on with enjoying my life finally?
The Tony Bennett Burden Tour 2021.
I don't have to fucking take care of this fucking doddering fossil anymore. And his fucking
Tony Bennett Beast of Burden Tour.
It is fucking. It's the Tony Bennett 2022 Graham Cracker Bones Tour. Fuck you.
Graham Cracker Bones.
Fuck you.
Fucking Tony Bennett Broken Hip Fest.
Jesus fucking Christ. What are we doing, America? Stop with Tony Bennett.
Possible.
People respond differently depending on their strengths. In Tony's case, it's his musical memory, his ability to be a performer.
Uh-huh.
Those are an innate and hardwired part of his brain.
Uh-huh.
So even though he doesn't know what the day might be or where his apartment is, he still can sing the whole repertoire of the American Songbook and move people.
He gets up there, Radio City Music Hall. The piano starts fucking plinking out the first, notes of the intro for his song. And he's got the mic, and he gets up there, and he's looking out at the crowd. And all of a sudden, the piano guy cues him in to come in, and he just kikes and mix, just starts fucking spewing all kinds of old racist shit.
Playing that all those old Kate Smith songs. Holy shit.
Show's over.
All of a sudden, Bennett comes out, starts singing "That's Why Darkies Were Born" from fucking Kate Smith in 31. Holy shit! What? What are we doing? Stop it with. I'd like to thank all of you for coming out tonight, especially you tight-fisted Jews. What, Tony Bennett? What's happening?
Music stimulate the brain.
It engages multiple different parts of the brain.
Right? Multiple
so there's the
and
auditory
different.
Cortex.
So it engages. The doctor just said. The smart woman just
the
said.
Smart person
just said it engages multiple and different parts of the brain.
Yes.
So just in case you thought there was a difference between.
Yeah.
Multiple and different.
Multiply different parts.
Ooh.
It engages multiple and different parts of the brain and the cerebral cortex. And the amygdala glandula, whatever the fuck it's called. Cerebellum.
Yes.
For hearing, there's the part of the brain that deals with movement and dance. There's the visual system that gets engaged. So it's kind of like a whole brain.
Anderson Cooper Center going, I wish I was sucking some dick right now.
Well, we've all thought that watching 60 Minutes, haven't we? Oh, I'd rather be sucking dick than watching this awful show.
Yeah.
Activator.
Tony could remember the songs, but could he remember how to perform them in front of thousands of people? Lady Gaga knew.
Gets up there on stage and the piano player starts playing the intro, and just as he fucking goes to cue him in, he fucking unzips his pants and just starts diddling his fucking old fucking shoestring cock.
Now it's time to get out my wiry white pews.
He's smuggling Brillo pads in his pants.
There's Gaga.
It wasn't going to be easy.
And you know, Anderson, for the first couple of weeks that I saw Tony since COVID, he called me sweetheart.
Because he doesn't know your fucking name.
Knew who I was.
He doesn't.
In rehearsals this July, she found new ways to connect and communicate with her old friend. When asking him questions, she'd keep it simple.
For example, if I were to say, Tony, would you like to sing Love for Sale? He'll say,
you had to keep the question simple, like, what's that spell?
You shit yourself?
What's that smell?
I didn't know he was performing Lynyrd Skynyrd songs.
Did you make a boom boom? Do you need your diaper changed? He's old, get it? All right, good. Oh, shit.
Say yeah. And if I say, Tony, would you like to sing Love for Sale, or It Don't Mean a Thing If It Ain't Got That Swing, he might not have as easy of a response.
Do you want to sing Anything Goes?
Yeah.
All right, great. Anything Goes.
When that music comes on, it's something would you fuck happens her? To him. He knows exactly what
her?
He's doing.
Yeah. Yeah.
And what's important for me, actually, just to
be... Would you fuck her because she's hot, or would you fuck her for the story?
I don't think she's that bad looking.
I feel like I'd have to fire hose a load in there. You know what I mean?
Well, 30 years ago, yeah. There's 30, no fire hose.
30? Two? Two? I don't know if I... I don't know.
Sure that I don't get in the way of that.
On opening night in early August, Radio City's 6,000 seats were sold out.
How
it was
much?
Tony's 95th birthday.
Who are you people? How did you get into my bedroom?
Shut up.
Lady Gaga opened the show. Backstage, Susan did her best to remind Tony what was...
Backstage, Tony's snorting cocaine off his hooker's asses. Dementia, what?
They cut to the green room. She's got him up on a table, like in a woman's room, a changing room, baby's table. She's
powder
wiping
his
ass,
powder in his ass. Fucking industrial sized Pampers in there.
Ooh, that smell. Tony, do you want to sing That Smell?
No, that's just me. Oh, do I want to sing?
Oh, yay.
What's happening?
We're going to watch Lady Gaga's set.
Who?
Right.
And then you're going to sing.
That right there. We're going to watch Lady Gaga's set. Right.
Right.
He's just responding to respond. He has no idea who she is.
Right.
Who Lady Gaga is. He's right. Just responding to make her happy.
Okay.
Okay.
How many songs am I singing?
I'll tell you what you're going to sing.
I'll fucking tell you what you're going to sing, you fucking fossil.
She's had it. She's just like, let me have my life back. I didn't think he was going to live to be 90 fucking five.
Here, drink this before you go out.
I was 25 and he was 65.
She figured she'd have been done 10 years ago with this shit.
I thought in 15 years I'd be worth $100 million and I'd be on every exotic beach on the planet Earth.
No,
not fucking wiping this asshole's bunghole out.
Powdering this fucking old man's fucking
Jesus
taint.
Powder my taint, Susan. Jesus Christ. What is happening?
Don't mean a thing if it taint got this.
Oh, God damn it. I am fucking furious I didn't think of that. God damn it. I fucking hate your guts. God damn it.
When it was time, they walked toward the stage together. Then the lights went out. And the curtain went up.
Wow! Drop it down.
Well, once he saw the audience, and, you know, and he raises his hands, I knew we were all right. Because he became himself. He just turned on. You know, it was like a light switch.
Wow.
Reagan had some of that, too. When he, you know, he would, when it was first starting to get him, he'd get in front of a crowd. Like, if you watch, like, oh, he gave a speech somewhere in the early 90s. I want to say it was even a Republican convention or some shit like that. And anyway, he was just kind of started. He was just kind of, and he was kind of stumbling. And then, man, when he hit it, it fucking turned on and his brain just went. And when it kicked into gear, man, it was there. And, yeah. That, you know, there's definitely the capacity for that, right?
Oh, it kind of, you know, I mean, it's like you got a tape running through your head. And over time, that tape just starts losing little bits of information.
Yeah.
And those gaps and bits just get bigger and bigger and bigger. But every once in a while, a little piece of that tape will come through with you.
Oh.
Current you on it. And, man, you can go right to it, you know? Let him hold out his hand. He doesn't sound all that bad, actually.
Let him find you and watch what happens. Stepping out with my baby can't go wrong, cause I'm in right.
God damn, I'll tell you what, man.
When will that day be?
I mean, we've had a lot of fun here tonight, but that doesn't sound too bad.
This is all I ask.
There may have been a few missteps, but the crowd didn't care. It was Tony's night, and the old crooner was in command.
Beautiful girls.
He still sound, man. Jesus. He could still, I mean, hold a key,
not,
man.
Not bad. I mean,
a little slower when you walk by me.
He sang more than a dozen songs.
God damn.
And got at least 20 standing ovations.
Should we keep going? Wow!
What a great audience.
When it came time for Lady Gaga to join him for some final duets, listen to what Tony said.
We keep going until the sag in your pants reaches the stage. Then we're out. There's actually a fucking, there's a ruler on the back of his leg that's got green and then a red mark after that. And when that fucking...
Got it. I got it. I'm sorry, it was 5 minutes ago. Taint misbehaving.
That's what taint misbehaving.
Jesus Christ. Right, let's see what he says when Gaga comes out. We gotta finish this thing at least.
Fucking drummer's back there, but the shit's hanging below the mark. Done. I gotta go.
Yeah, he's gotta go.
Head as she appeared on stage.
Hey, Tony.
Look at this fucking hot piece of ass.
What's this fish-smelling trick doing out here?
Let's get this fucking greasy wop off my stage.
Jesus Christ.
I like that. Do it again.
Okay. That's the first time that Tony said my name in a long time.
Really? In all the weeks leading up to it, he hadn't said your name. Wow.
I had to keep it together because we had a sold-out show and I have a job to do. But I'll tell you, when I walked out on that stage and he said, it's Lady Gaga, my friend saw me. And it was very special.
Go to the opera and I stay one away.
That's why the lady is a tramp.
She likes the free,
free,
fresh,
fresh
wind in her hair. Life without care.
But you know, Tone, I'm kind of broke.
That's Oak.
That's Oak.
And at the end of the night, Lady Gaga was there to walk Tony Bennett off the stage one last time.
It's the last thing that I said to Tony on stage was, Mr. Bennett, it would be my honor if I could escort you.
like the bridesmaids carry the train of the dress. Yeah, yeah. Can a couple of people carry this shit bag behind them so it doesn't rip and tear?
Jesus Christ.
You got to think of these things and fucking plan.
I don't. Man, I just don't know if I. I don't want to be that. I just know I don't want to be that. Rather, it's at 50.
On the stage, and he said, "Okay," and I did. And just simply being the woman that got to walk him off stage, that's enough for me.
You were so amazing.
The public loved it.
Yeah,
the public. And the public. Yes. Yes, the public.
Everybody, Mr. Tony Bennett. Yeah. Yeah,
I thought it was a triumph, really. It's like, climbing Mount Olympus, and he made it.
A few days after that triumph, we met Tony and Susan on their daily walk in Central Park.
Whoa.
How did you feel about the concert the other night?
What
concert? What do you mean?
I saw you at Radio City. You did a great job.
Oh, thank you very much.
Tony had no memory of playing Radio City at all.
Is this a sad story? Tony Bennett's last performance?
No, it's not a sad story. It's emotional. It's hard to watch somebody change. I think what's been beautiful about this and what's been challenging is to see how it affects him in some way.
Four syllable words, you can't spit it out. Spit it out, you fucking mushmouth pop star. Jesus, you're an Oscar winner. Figure it the fuck out.
See how it doesn't affect his talent. I think he really pushed through something.
He pushed through
to
some stuff, all right.
Give the world
some pudding, some apples.
Oh, you see, he pushed through some pudding. Oh yeah! Oh yeah! I haven't seen Adol start like this since I was in prison that time. Oh, it was shit everywhere.
You gotta be getting close to the fucking dementia stage too there, Bill.
See, when you're in prison, shit is like deodorant. Keeps you from getting raped a lot. All right, Bill.
Nice that Bill's, back in the studio again after his unfortunate time away.
I got a lot to say about R. Kelly, too.
Yep, R. Kelly. You suppose he misses his golden years?
Get it?
Get it?
Get it? That's a piss joke. I think he was... When I heard R. Kelly was fucking 14-year-olds, I said... Oh, that's too old for me. Oh.
Oh, my God.
Oh, fuckaroni. I've got you in my depends. Sorry. I don't have my glasses on, so I was leaving. Never would occur to me to piss on somebody, like, on purpose. Yeah. Like, would never occur to me.
No, piss goes in the toilet. Or a tree out in the woods.
Or,
Or what?
Or in a lucky girl's mouth. I mean, if she's into it and she's, 14 or so, it's whatever.
That's fucking out of context audio if I ever heard it.
It fucking really is.
Oof. Wow.
It really is out of context audio.
You've been recording this, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Good. Oh yeah.
Good. There's some good shit in there, man.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got a whole show's worth
out of that
of audio recording
from that last from that,
but not. You know, a lot of it's us listening to Abba and Steely Dan and blah, blah,
well,
blah.
Well, yeah, like, yeah. Something cut out.
It's not
out,
a lot of usable stuff.
No, but then you've got that clip we did here the last time we recorded, didn't we do a little mini show?
Yeah, that's already, that was up.
Oh, is that up already? Okay, I missed that one. Dude, I'm here. Why would I go back and listen?
Because, you know, it's a hell of a podcast.
I do. I listen sometimes.
Sometimes. What makes you, when you do listen to the show, what makes you want to... Yeah, see what the show's up to. Like, it just, you know.
Because I just haven't listened to it. I haven't my fucking podcast feed.
No,
I got it.
Oh, so you're the one.
Yeah, I am. Yes. Mm. You're the one.
Yeah. I got it, too. There's activity on the website, but it's not a bunch. And near as I can tell, the audience is about a large room worth of people.
Is like what?
A large room's worth of people.
Huh.
Near as I can tell.
Do we have, they could, like, email if they wanted to?
Yeah,
is there a way to contact us?
Yeah, I think it's on the way. Yeah, but why would you want these hoople heads to fucking
contact
us?
No, I know. It'd be nice to get an email.
Yeah. Would it?
Yeah, I say that.
Yeah,
no,
exactly.
Never, you know what? Never mind.
Would it?
Never
would
mind.
It?
Just fucking stay anonymous.
Let's go to the website and find out. Yeah, that's the same reason we don't let Doug talk, too. You know what
that's
I mean?
That's true.
Let's see.
Ooh, we could start a new series, Doug Talk, instead of Ted.
Ooh.
Ted Talks? Doug
Ooh.
Talks.
Doug Talks.
Doug Talks.
Social media /contact. Let's see. You can email TGO Radio. It's TGO Radio@TGORadio.com.
TGORadio@Prodigy.net. Email's getting a little old.
I got it set up through the website. You know, it's official. It's TGORadio@TGORadio.com. It's official. And there's also a link to TGO Radio on Twitter, which I haven't updated in about a year. So I guess no one's following. So why would I update it? So, yeah, that's what happened.
Yeah. TGO Radio at ARPANET.com. Our fucking email address is Beachwood45789.
Yes. Well, please reach out to TGO Radio. Yes. Yes.
Send a self-addressed stamped envelope.
Yes. You can reach us by telex. Yes.
And for those of you overseas, the new transatlantic Morse code cable.
Yes. Well, it's wireless.
Yes, it's wireless.
It's wireless now. It's a big deal. You can email TGO Radio and Abraham Lincoln.
Hey, you've seen that fucking meme, right? Abraham Lincoln quoted as saying, don't believe everything you read on the internet.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's
I
right.
I love that.
I saw a guy I sit next to at work showed me a picture of a t-shirt on Amazon. It was a picture of Reagan, and he's got a pair of sunglasses on, and it just says, what does it say? It says, I smell commies.
Hippies.
No. There's hippies and
commies. I have the shirt that says, I smell hippies. It's Reagan with a fucking red, white, and blue tie on.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, okay.
But the one I saw was commies.
I smell commies.
And I went, oh, that's... Yes, commies. They're the real problem now. The red menace.
The fucking red scare.
Yes.
Black. Get McCarthy on the Morse code machine right now.
Yes, well, blacklist all those Hollywood commies. Yes.
Starting with the redhead herself, Lucille Ball.
Oh, yeah.
That's a commie if you've ever seen one.
She was a commie, and she was getting smacked around by Desi Arnaz.
Oh, you hit her a little hard there, Rick. Lucy. Jeez, you hit her a little hard there, Rick.
Well, I told her to shut her pie hole. Shut your red pie hole, stupid. Yes. Well, transatlantic cable.
So, okay, Ethel Mertz, would you?
No, you don't fuck Ethel. You don't fuck Ethel Mertz.
You don't fuck Ethel Mertz for the goddamn name alone.
Let's
Jesus
go.
Christ, you could be fucking gorgeous. What's your name? Ethel.
Look up 1950s actresses, and we'll go through 7 or 8 of them. And the question is, would you? So the first one they want to show you is Marilyn Monroe.
In a heartbeat.
Well, here's
yes.
the thing.
Yeah.
Here's the thing.
Marilyn did it for me.
You want to say yes, but let me tell you this about Marilyn that you might not have known.
She was a dude.
She had a hygiene issue.
Did she really?
She tended to.
Well, yeah. I mean, yeah. Her real name was Hygiene Baker. Oh, Norma Jean. Never mind. You thought that first one was bad?
Jesus Christ. I'm getting the spray, and that's all there is to it.
You let it fucking ferment first
while. No, you know what? No. So my understanding is that Marilyn was not big on the hygiene.
Oh,
front.
Really?
Yeah.
Oof.
Yeah, that was what I've heard about Marilyn. So. I dropped a 4-second gasser at work today, and it sounded like a growly Rottweiler. I fucking.
Oh, shit! Oof.
I walked out of the bathroom fucking howling with laughter. They're like, what? What are you laughing at? And I'm like, well, you had to have heard it. Okay, so now who we got here? Who's,
Where is the fucking cursor?
Oh, dude, that is so bad.
Oh, isn't that bad?
Oh, my God. Oh, God. What's the matter with you? Oh, dude. Oh, it's so fucking bad. Oh, God damn it, dude. You do not fuck Ethel Mertz. Look at
her.
Come
on, man. Look at that look on her face.
She's unfuckable.
Vivian Vance?
She's unfuckable.
The Unfuckables. Marilyn Monroe.
Hygiene issue.
I'd wash that up and fucking
yeah.
Shave it.
You take it for a ride. Well, that's just now, too.
That was a given back then. You just, ugh. You know, you'd have dealt with it.
She's fucking well with a lot of weird smells that's holding, man.
Huh, I'd never heard that about her, that she had
a bit of
an odeur.
Well, yeah, she had a hygiene issue that...
Debbie Reynolds. No.
And that, now, just going by the pictures we're seeing.
Yeah.
She could get fucked, I think.
Shirley MacLaine.
No, pass.
Yeah, Shirley MacLaine does not do anything for me.
No, because she was crazy back then, too.
Yes, she was.
Pass. Audrey Hepburn.
We've had this conversation, I think, haven't we?
I would have fucked Audrey Hepburn before I finished this sentence. I'd have been hiking her dress up.
Saying thank you.
I'd have apologizing
for yourself.
I'd have converted to any fucking religion she wanted, any donated to any dumb third world saving cause she was into. I'd have fucking done anything.
Yeah, she was cutie.
I'd have done anything to fuck 1955.
That Breakfast at
Audrey
Tiffany's,
Hepburn.
Right?
No, I'm talking like,
Well, no, but she was the one in Breakfast at Tiffany's, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
I
mean, she was cute in that movie.
Yeah. Well, she won her Oscar for There in Rome. I own it, and I can't think of the name of the fucking movie. If you ever want to see me smile for an hour and a half straight, that's the movie, by the way.
Roman Holiday with Dino, right? Or no, Rock.
Yes.
No. Who
no,
was
no,
it?
No. It was
Tony Curtis.
Was it Tony Curtis?
Look it up. Roman Holiday. That's Rock Hudson.
It was before, you know. It was before.
Before what?
Well, you know, there was an unfortunate white blood cell incident. Gregory Peck.
Oh, well, yes, of course. Yeah, I was, yeah. Let me just keep going down the list.
I do love Roman Holiday.
Yeah, it's
good. I would have done anything to fuck Audrey Hepburn. Jane Russell does nothing for me. She looks like the 50-foot-tall woman right there.
Surprise.
Jesus fucking
Shut
Christ.
Your...
Can make a big
Shut
memory.
Up. You fucking stupid ass.
I'm turning your thing down.
I just muted myself.
Okay.
Yeah, of all the porn that's been surfed on this computer, you're telling me that one fucking ad?
That's the
that
one.
That one fucking ad,
that's,
really?
That's the one.
Who? Jane Russell. Eh.
No, she looks like the 50-foot woman. Couldn't happen.
Oh, Grace.
Grace
yes.
Kelly could have been fucked by me. I'd have
yep.
worked myself into an exhausted fervor, dropping DNA yeah. into her pussy.
Yeah, she's a cutie.
Absolutely would have fucked Grace Kelly. Yeah, absolutely. Jane Mansfield,
yes.
again,
I would have.
It's just not my thing. Are you into blonde? Do you like blondes?
I do.
Do you?
Yeah. Okay. But I don't, it's not like I prefer blondes. I, you know.
I've heard gentlemen prefer blondes.
I've heard that too, yes.
So why do you like them?
I don't know. I don't know. Kim Novak? I guess I'd have,
God, that is still lingering, dude. It's so bad.
Oh, yeah, because it's going to settle to the floor.
Oh, God damn. It's going to settle to the floor. I always thought heat rises. Holy shit.
Oh, there's another one fucking knocking. Uh-oh. Ooh. That was the opening to Thriller.
Oh, okay. Who's that? Dorothy Dandridge. Yeah, it's a little too ethnic.
I was going to say, she looks more like the Help than an actress.
I tell you
oh,
what.
Racist Jeff. Ruby D.
Ruby D's nuts.
Goodbye, Ruby D's nuts. Yeah, I would have. Natalie Wood.
Natalie Wood could have got fucked by me. Absolutely. Wow, I'd have fucking ejected a lot of cum into her body. Into any hole. She'd let me, her fucking eyes.
Displace some of that water. Thank you. We're finally getting.
Oh shit! Oh, and I can displace a lot of it because I'm fat, but sadly, not enough. Not enough, Jeff.
Nope,
that's
nope.
Never enough. You can't. You could have displaced enough water to save old Natalie Wood. How come we didn't make Grace Kelly couldn't drive jokes? How come we didn't do that?
Yeah, shit.
God damn it.
Eva Marie Saint. I remember that name. But she's kind of big in the teeth.
She looks like Elizabeth Montgomery there a little bit.
Yeah, she does. Bewitched?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Would you?
Yeah.
Elizabeth Montgomery?
Young?
Yeah, Elizabeth, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Young.
You know who else was hot young, but very young? I mean, like her early date was Angie Dickinson. But as she aged, she got into her...
I have to pull up pictures of Angie. She never did a lot for me.
She's in Ocean's 11, you know, with Sinatra and the boys.
Yeah.
And, she plays Sinatra's wife or Danny Ocean's wife. Yeah.
Based on that picture, she could have got fucked by me, based on that picture.
Thelma Ritter.
Well.
Yeah, no.
No.
Maybe?
No.
Isn't that the maid from the Brady Bunch?
Why does she have a mouth wide like the Joker?
She's
going to start telling you how she got those scars in a minute.
That is actually, I bet you that, I'm about 99% sure that's a picture, a screenshot from the movie Pillow Talk. She played Rock Hudson's maid in the movie Pillow Talk.
Wish that pillow was over her face.
Pillow gag.
I wish it was over her face, is what I said.
Doris Day.
I wish that pillow was on the burning bed.
Yikes.
Doris Day. You know what? Again, with a blonde, I'm not always down with it. That picture there does nothing for me. I need to see some more. Who's that?
Oh, I don't know.
She's got some big, dumb feeders on her.
No shit.
Wow, Diana Doors. Wow. I have no idea who that is. We're going to pull up more pictures of her?
Yeah, we are.
Who's Diana
Doors? I don't
Doors?
Know.
Hmm. Wow.
Dinah Dora's Wendy Knocker's sister? I don't know.
It's Wendy Knocker's. Very clever. That's a very fuckable picture right there. Those fuck me eyes.
Oof.
Yeah. Oof. Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Huh.
That is
I do believe that's a dye job.
That is a come fuck me picture. And I might.
Oh, my God. Man, she's gorgeous. Holy shit.
I might have to cover that stupid face. Whew. Holy shit.
What? Fucking dust?
No, no. That's a good picture right
there. She'd look up at you and she'd go, I'm sorry, did you sneeze?
Yeah, I'm a dick sneeze. That was my porn name, by the way.
Dick
Sneeze. In the early 90s. Yeah, it was Dick Sneeze. Did a couple of mainstream pornos and a couple of nuts.
Oh,
so
Dick
mainstream.
Sneeze. He was the bee's knees. Yes.
Dick Sneeze was a friend of mine. And the old radio business. Yes. Back in those days, there wasn't any kind of... They had to send everything to you on the teletype.
Did they?
Yes. It was a long time ago. Get it? Oh, okay. We got it. Fair enough.
Tie it to a fucking bird's leg.
Yes, like Mike Tyson.
Yeah.
Well, I would
I've never heard of her. What was she in?
I would at least tit fuck her. God damn.
Nipple to Oliver Twist.
Oliver Twist. Yeah, nothing ever. From Beyond the Grave. There's a girl in my soup. Well, I think I need to see There's a Girl in My Soup. Wait up, there's a girl in my soup. Elizabeth Taylor.
Liz Taylor.
100% pass.
Yeah?
Pass. At any stage of her life.
Really?
Pass.
Is there a...
Never
just
done
doesn't
anything
do, doesn't
for
do
me.
Anything for you.
Their stupid fucking inbred face.
Yeah, she really does have kind of an odd face.
She's sharp, inbred, rat-like features.
Yeah.
Yeah, she does nothing for me.
Brigitte Bardot.
Brigitte Bardot, am I right? Ladies and gentlemen.
You know what? I'm done.
I got a pass.
Yeah.
I got a pass because in that picture... She's got teeth like the fucking shutters on the outside of this house. So, I wouldn't let her suck my dick. She might gnaw it off, this fucking savage. Sophia Loren, my dad was super into her. Pass.
Yeah.
I'm a big pass.
Yeah. Lucy.
Here's the only time Lucy was fuckable, and I'm going to tell you. In one of the very early Three Stooges shorts. She
really?
Was in it as a blonde and fuckable.
I didn't know she was in a Three Stooges short.
Yeah.
I'll be damned.
Yeah.
Hmm.
If you go to YouTube, you maybe could find that clip of her talking to Larry Fine. It's pretty funny. Joan Collins. Oh, young Joan Collins.
Yeah.
I got to tell you something. I've never seen a picture of young
really?
Joan. Yeah, young Joan Collins before. She could get fucked by me.
She, what, Dynasty, right? In the 80s there, Joan
she
Collins?
Was,
yeah, no.
No, but that, holy shit.
Yeah,
that
no, young
right.
Joan Collins, not bad.
Wow. Susan Hayward.
Yeah.
You know, she looks a little bit like young Betty Davis right there. In that
a
picture.
Little bit, yeah, she does.
So show's going to be Tony Bennett, and what actress
and what
from the 50s would
50s
you
50s actresses
fuck?
Would we fucking bang?
Well, what's better, this one or when we did Cartoon Chicks, you would fuck?
Oh, yeah. Or when we tried to find a fuckable picture of Cosby's fucking... Cosby's unwilling date.
I had a date with her. It was against her will.
If it plays Cemetery Gates, I'm going to be fucking furious.
Go out and get plastered and land in a ditch with a car on top of
them. Joe, why don't you go up to Boulder Dam College and get those three famous horsemen that have been running wild all year?
Them geysers?
Is that Lucy?
Yeah.
Wow.
I got them. What, the jitters?
No, the three horsemen. Come on in, boys, and meet the
Jesus
girls.
Christ.
Honey, will you marry me?
What are you studying at college?
Pig Latin. Atwe aye uye uinde unite. You wouldn't know a thing about that, would you?
Oh, one.
Yeah, she's fuckable.
She's very
wow.
fuckable,
she
right?
She looks really cute in that fucking
yeah.
scene.
Yeah.
Oh, one.
Yeah, you'd fuck her dumb mouth.
Boy, did I pick myself a double order of skunk?
She thinks it's Herman.
I should have got two pair of pants with this.
Just Just a minute. This has gone far enough. Don't you know there are ladies present?
Yes.
It
would hit her face just like that. Yeah.
That's it, Brian. Hit her with the salsa.
Yes, I get her right with the salsa. Right in that stupid kisser. See? Yeah. That's 1934.
Jesus Christ.
1934, Lucy could fuck.
Wet t-shirt contest. Yeah, 1934 man. Style, baby. Yeah.
Yep, Lucy could fucking 34.
I'll be damned, I never seen that before. I didn't know she was early in her career,
early,
man.
Early, yeah.
Because what, Lucy, the Lucy show, I Love Lucy was mid-50s?
Yeah, something like that. Desi started smacking her around in 51 or whatever it was.
Ricky.
Shut up. I'd smack her around, too, if she made that fucking noise from me. Oh, here we go.
Oh, yes, I'm Cuban Pete.
I got 10 pounds of hanging meat.
Every time we go jig, jiggy, boom, jig, jiggy, boom, jig, jiggy, boom.
It was on Bob and Tom the morning they played that.
That's on one of the fucking CDs I got.
Is it? Go, do
oh, us. Yes, I'm
oh,
Cuban
yes,
Pete.
I'm Cuban Pete.
Mine goes halfway across the street.
What's the name of the guy from Reno 911? Alice Rocky? Carlos Alice Rocky?
Fuck, I don't know.
Do a search for Bob and Tom.
No!
No, just one more thing. Bob and Tom, Carlos Alice Rocky, and then he does an impression of...
Okay, you're... Who?
Carlos. There you go.
Oh.
Yep. He does an impression... Here it is, Young Frankenstein. Click on that one right there. Yes.
Oh, no.
He does.
Oh, no.
No, no.
My favorite Gene Wilder movie is Young Frankenstein.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
I can do anything you want from that movie.
See, I think the funniest scene
Wired.
In mm-hmm. movies is when he says, whatever I do, if I go
no
in there.
Matter what
whatever
you
I do, no matter what you hear, no matter what I say, and I want you to listen to me. No matter how bad it gets, do not open this door.
Open.
Do you hear me? Do not open this door. Hey there, handsome. Oh, my God. Let me out. Open the door. It was a joke.
You stupid son of a bitch. Open this door.
My favorite speech from the movie is, first of all, my favorite one-word impression is, sedative. Said the dirty word. My favorite speech, because I've used this, I've lost some jobs in Hollywood. I was let go off Reno 911, and people's like, how did you react? I said, I was brave at first. I was like Gene Wilder, like, no, be of good cheer. If Hollywood teaches us anything, it teaches us that we must accept our successes as well as our failures with quiet dignity and grace. You son of a bitch bastard, what did you do to me? What did you do to me? I don't want to live. I do not want to live. Mama! Quiet dignity and grace.
Yes.
Oh, that's
fantastic. Oh, okay. Love.
Oh, my God. Whoops.
Set a gift!
I have not watched Young Frankenstein in a long time, man. It's about time to get that out. Fuck, I don't have to work tomorrow. I just remembered that.
Really?
No.
Nice,
no.
Dude.
Yeah.
Nice. Taking the day off.
I have Monday off, too.
No, for what? What's the occasion?
Dude,
just fucking...
I don't work a full fucking week this month.
You know what? Maybe
I still have 10 fucking days to take.
You know what? Maybe I should try working at a job for longer than a year and a half.
Jesus Christ, man.
Maybe I should do that here in this most financially successful period of my life. Working at a job for more than a year and a half might be to my benefit. Because Jeff's got 8 weeks of fucking vacation time he takes. Sinigiv! I'm going to have that next week. That'll be up on the board here, on my board. Sinigiv!
I got to fucking piss.
Yeah, among other things. apparently. We'll see you soon on TGO Radio.
Oh, I got it. Okay, this episode's over.